Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hi friends, welcome back to episode 32, Pay Yourself. Let's talk about something that's kind of controversial. Being an entrepreneur, I spend a lot of time talking to other entrepreneurs. And being a coach, I am pretty ingrained into the coaching world, especially in social media. A lot of my friends are entrepreneurs, and a big chunk of those entrepreneurs are coaches. And an overwhelmingly popular thought in the entrepreneurial business world, especially with online businesses, service-based businesses, a lot of coaches, they believe that you should put everything that you make in your business back into your business. And if you have another source of income that satisfies your financial needs, then go for it. How amazing. Reinvesting money back into your business does have the potential to help you grow your business faster. However, I am going to put forth an opinion against popular belief. If you need money to pay your bills, you need money to fuel your life, then you need to be paying yourself out of your business. And I would guess that most people that are in business for themselves started this business with at least a big chunk of the goal is to make money for their lives. Now, I recently read a book called Profit First, and it is a great system all about how you can set it up so that you are paying yourself from day one of starting your business. Or if you've been running your business, you're going to start today, will be the new day one, and you'll begin to pay yourself in your business. And this is a great book. A ton of what he says in this book is so right. One of the biggest things he says in this book that struck me is that growing your business just for the sake of growing your business is a bad business plan. I wanted to read you this little section out of the book. Quote, "Growth is the battle cry of nearly every entrepreneur and business leader. Grow, grow, grow. Bigger sales, bigger customers, bigger investors, but to what end? Bigger business means bigger problems for sure, yet it surely does not guarantee bigger profits, especially when profit is a hopeful residual. Growth is only half of the equation. It is an important half, but still only half." End quote. Now, not only did that section of the book speak to me from an entrepreneurial standpoint, but it totally reminded me of one of my favorite childhood books that I often read to my children, which is The Lorax. You know, they talk about you're figuring on biggering and biggering and biggering. And if you all know that book, you know what happens to the Lorax. Now, obviously, I know that's a children's story, but the concept, the idea behind what it's saying is very similar. So I love the backbone of this story, the whole idea of needing to pay yourself before you do anything else in your business. That really sounded in my head, like I totally felt called to that idea. The problem is the rest of the book is a little complicated. Now, I'm a money person, I'm a number person. I enjoy money and I enjoy numbers. So it wasn't a complicated theory to me, but it seemed mildly overwhelming to go from what I have been doing in my business in the past, which is just kind of winging it, spending what I need to spend when I need to spend it, right? I don't do debt in my business, so I never spend more than what I have, but I also haven't done a good job of paying myself. So I thought of a very more simplified plan that I could put into practice right now, and I could easily help my clients put into practice right now, which is take all the money that you make and divide it into three even separate piles. The first third of the money that you make gets set aside to pay for taxes. You don't want to get caught at the end of the year owing money on taxes and having to scramble to find the money that you owe. Another third goes back into your business to pay for expenses, and if there's anything left, towards investing back into your business. And then the last third gets paid to you. Money that goes to you. Now, I do want to note that I am using this very simple plan for single owned and run businesses. If you have shareholders, if you have investors, this is too simple for your company. But if you own and run your business by yourself, and maybe you pay some people, like contract people to help you with your business, however they are not paid employees, this is a great place to start. If you follow this plan, you allow your business to grow organically. Your expenses will only go up as the money that you make in your business goes up, because growth for the sake of growing is not a good business plan. If you can keep to this plan, you're never going to find yourself in a place where your business becomes a financial burden on your life. And not only will it not become a financial burden for you, but for many of us, you'll finally begin paying yourself in your business. It is so important for you to take care of yourself. You always have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of any other business. So like I said, this is a relatively unpopular opinion in the solo entrepreneur section, especially in the coaching group, but you have to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself by paying yourself out of your business, you are going to burn out. You are going to spend so much time being frustrated. You're probably going to get used to overspending on your expenses for your business, so that as your business grows, you will keep growing your expenses, and you'll never get to the point where you can actually feel comfortable taking money out of your business to pay yourself. So if you can set yourself up now with this plan of paying yourself a third of what you make in your business, then you're setting up this great system now that will allow you the freedom to pay yourself. It will allow your business to help fuel your life, which is the whole purpose of why you started your business, right? Okay, guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it helped you look at this a different way. Everywhere you go, it's all about grow fast. And if you want to allow your business to grow as you grow, then this is a great way to help you do that. It's not always about the size as it is about the growth and the journey. So I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Bye. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.